It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels back after a week. I was under the weather and I also made a move, so I was in no situation to actually record anything worthwhile. But I will be back as always now, girding my loins, ready to talk about anything that runs through my diseased mind. Boy, was I sick. Boy, was I sick. I had fevers. I had headaches. I had all kinds of nonsense. But the worst thing out of all of this, after I think it was like 5 days or something, were the effing headaches. I had cluster headaches that would start at the back of my head and then shoot up to the top of my head. And they were relentless. I actually timed them. They were occurring every 27 seconds on the second. And there was nothing I could do about it. I mean, eventually I was forced to take Tylenol, and that was the only thing that would help, and that would only happen an hour after I took the Tylenol. So just imagine dealing with this stuff. Nobody had any idea of what I had. Tested negative for everything. So it was supposed to be some kind of virus, and that virus just had to run its course. I had to see the doctor, and they tested everything. The strep, flu, COVID, nothing worked. Nothing happened. And they just said, well, you made it this far. You might as well just keep on going. Oh, yes, that's exactly what I do. I just can't wait. I'd love to continue being miserable because it's just a virus. So thankfully, that's over with. Yes, there's a program observer in the background, Chi-Chi the Parakeet. We're allowed to do these things on my podcast. So everything is going to be great. Yes, thank you, Chi-Chi. She's now on my shoulder producing the show and making sure I stay on target. So, today, a fantastic decision was made by the Supreme Court, 9-0. The Supreme Court basically said, Colorado, you people are effing nuts. Stop smoking so much weed. Stop doing so much drugs. Donald Trump is allowed to be on the ballot, and the states have zero say in the matter. Thank goodness there are some adults in the room, because these Democrats were trying to run this nonsense up the flagpole, and they've been trying to remove Donald Trump, claiming that it is a state's rights. How could any state remove a presidential candidate from the ballot? Please, I would just love to know that. Ultimately, this is the whole crux of the ruling. Like I said, 9-0. Sorry, Democrats. Even your radical judge, Slobomayor, she even sided on with Trump on this one. This is the real important sentence here. Former President Trump challenges that decision on several grounds, meaning removing him from the ballot in Colorado, because of the Constitution that makes Congress, rather than the states, responsible for enforcing Section 3 against federal office holders and candidates, we reverse. In other words, shut up. You cannot do this. You cannot violate the Constitution. And we're very, very sorry, Democrats, but you are up the creek. You're going to have to try and cheat to win, just like you did last time, by using crazy electronic voting machines, ballot stuffing, ballot harvesting, and magical 3 a.m. jumps for the candidate that you want in office with these bizarre pre-printed ballots. Vote early, vote often. So over on Reddit, which is a noticeable Democrat enclave of ridiculousness, there are people that, oh my God, they can't believe the Supreme Court would do something like this. And one idiot responded to the whole Supreme Court ruling. All nine share the same interest, meaning nine justices. All nine are traitors and should be treated as the Constitution says traitors should be treated. Odd how Congress didn't make the call when the 14th Amendment was used before. So now, just because the Supreme Court has upheld the law, that's right, paying attention to the law, and the Democrats don't like that idea, they are now calling for the Supreme Court justices to be tried and essentially shot as traitors to this country. all too effing bad. Just because somebody doesn't agree with your pea-brained concept of law and justice, you now want these people shot dead? Is this the kind of person, are these the kinds of voters that we want out there? These are the same kind of Bolshevik radicals that tried to take over the world back in the 1920s, 19-teens, and 1930s. 100 years later, it is the same effing crap. And people need to wake up to this, because those kinds of Bolsheviks, these discordant anarchists, haven't gone anywhere. They understand that they are losing the battle. So the only thing left for them to do is to create anarchy. And that's exactly what the strategy is going to be throughout the rest of this year. Now, if you think they're going to stop here, I would suggest that, well, it ain't going to stop here. They're going to try more and more and more nonsense. Watch for the rhetoric now that the Democrats have lost this battle, 9-0. They're going to start to call for term limits on Supreme Court justices. They're going to start to call for age limits on Supreme Court justices. They're going to try once again to stuff the court system with more justices. So they don't want 9 Supreme Court justices anymore. They want even higher numbers. And why would they want something like that? It's because they want more justices, which means more votes, which means more opinions, and they intend for those opinions to be Democrat Marxist opinions. That's what all of this is all about. And I, like I said, this is not going to stop. In the Epoch Times, they said the Colorado court's decision was the first time in the history of the U.S. that the judiciary has prevented voters from casting ballots for the leading major presidential candidate. And it is not and cannot be correct. Yes, very good. Very good. This is an outrageous argument that everybody on the court recognizes. You know it is bad. Really, really bad. When even the Democrat justices say, you know what, you can't do this. I mean, you're talking about Elena Kagan. You're talking about Justice Sotomayor. Those people are agreeing with Trump. That's how faulty the Democrat argument was in this case. That's how screwed up the Colorado justice system is, and how outrageous they think they can push these concepts too. I mean, it's idiotic. It is absolutely idiotic that anybody could even believe these morons. And it's just the typical symptom of a Democrat-run state, because these people do not care about the law. They're just going to try and do whatever it is they want to do. Justice and legality be damned. Most of the opposition in these Democrat states, like Republicans, they are simply Democrats running on a Republican ticket. Hello, New York, coming from the Gay Way pundit. New York State GOP Chairman Ed Cox, appropriately named, is in hot water. GOP leader is a progressive Green New Deal double agent. Yes, it turns out that, as I've said countless times before, that Republicans in New York are really Democrats. They hate Trump. I shouldn't say it this way. Republican voters like Trump. Republican apparatus individuals, the ones that are running for office, the ones that are really running the GOP and all of that, they don't like Trump because they understand that they got to work with Democrats. And the Democrats don't like Trump, so the Republicans won't like Trump. It is the Democrat Party light. There is no significant difference in New York state politics between Republicans and Democrats. Hate to tell you people this, but that's the truth. So, Mr. Cox, part of the League of Conservation Voters. And what is this? It controls 5 PACs, which means big bucks. He sits on this. These PACs donated to things like the Beat Trump Climate Unity Fund. Talk about a money laundering title if I've ever heard one. The mission of these PACs, twofold. What do you think they are? Oh, I don't know. Could it be supporting Democrats? Why? Oddly enough, yes. That is the main purpose of these PACs that this head of the Republican Party in New York State is a part of. Yes, I agree with you, Gigi. Guess what else they do? They support members of Congress like Rashida Tlaib. They even supported Letitia James. That's right. Tom Suozzi, the one that took over the spot from George Santos. And also Kirsten Gillibrand. Kirsten Gillibrand and her family are tied to the NXIVM sex cult that was broken up because they illegally made campaign contributions to Hillary Clinton. And also there were some other things where they were branding young girls on the hip with the initials of the leader of the NXIVM cult. It's been banned in the U.S., but they still have offices in France and in other countries. So is it really disbanded? I don't know. But these are the types of people that Mr. Cox is giving money to when he's supposed to be a GOP opposition type individual in New York State. Does that sound like that? Yes, I know what you're saying, Gigi. Does it sound like somebody should be like that? No, it doesn't. So, what is the Beat Trump Climate Unity Fund? Well, this goes to raise money for the eventual presidential nominee who will face Trump in the 2020 general election. The anti-Trump LCV spent $42 million. It allocated $10 million to oppose Trump. 7.2 went just to Joseph Biden. And the network spent $19.7 million on Senate races backing Democrats. And this is supposed to be the GOP leader in New York State. He's associated with this kind of funding and money laundering effort. Does this sound like somebody that you would want on your side? No, it doesn't. And this is just one little slice of the main problem that Republican voters have to face in all of these states, whether that's a Democrat state or another state like Arizona, where it is typically supposed to be a Republican state, but the power brokers in that state, like the McCain family, have brokered deals with the Democrats, the cartels, the drug runners, the human traffickers, the child traffickers, just because they don't like Donald Trump. Why? Well, my suspicion would go to that no other president since Eisenhower has done more to stop human and child trafficking than Donald Trump. Just look at the numbers. And then as soon as Biden gets into office, then it's a free-for-all. What border? There is no border. Ha-ha! So everybody's allowed in there. These people are cashing in on these flows of human beings. And those people, more than likely, are part of the McCain clan. They hate Trump. They hate MAGA. No matter what they tell you to your face, if you're a voter in Arizona, they will do everything that they possibly can to derail real voting. They will try to cheat. You've heard all kinds of stories of people finding burnt ballots in the middle of the desert during the 2020 election. You heard stories in 2022 about how the electronic voting machines were all screwed up because there was the incorrect types of paper, it was printed incorrectly, in predominantly Republican districts. So Arizona, states like that, you think your GOP, your Republican representatives, really think the same as you, really feel the same as you? You've got another thing coming. They don't. They are just as bad as Democrats. And honest to God, just look at what's going on over there if you need any kind of evidence with the drugs, the guns, the human trafficking, the child trafficking, what goes on the border. I mean, it is blatant for all to see. And that's part of the real problem here. You want to talk about seditionists and traitors like the Democrats just bandy about all the time. Look no further than these kinds of people. Look no further than the new legislation that's supposed to come out for the fiscal year of 2024. $1.66 trillion. And it's over 1,000 pages. But do you know what the little tidbit in there is that is going to completely cripple the United States that the Biden administration wants to do? There's something in there called, I don't know what exactly what that little tidbit is called, but it is this. It is going to hinder the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve, essentially 1 million barrels. But here's the real problem. They essentially want to sell it off, and they are not going to be replacing it at all. So where is the reserve going to go? Do you understand that? They're selling off the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, essentially, so that states in the Northeast, Boston, Massachusetts, not the state of Boston, might as well be, but Boston, Rhode Island, all of them. That's where a lot of them get their energy supplies from. And here's the Biden administration trying to ram this legislation down the throats of Congress, saying that, oh, yeah, we're going to sell that off. And guess what? We're never, ever, ever going to replace it. So where is the energy going to come from? That's the big question. That's the real question here. The Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. Poof, up in smoke. How could they do this? How could they even close down an energy reserve? And on top of that, this legislation that they're trying to shove in, it makes it even harder to create new energy reserves. You're basically cutting off the United States. And who would be doing something like that? Could it be some kind of country that is a competitor to the United States? Could it be something along those lines? I would say so. Why would they do something like this? Well, it's all under the guise of, oh, we need to help the environment. Oh, we need less fossil fuels. We need to stop everything from coal production to natural gas to gasoline to oil. Everything must stop. We're going to do all of it with solar panels, windmills, and EV. Yes, that's what's going to solve everything. Where do you think they're getting the energy from to charge your stupid cars? Where do you think that comes from? Oh, I don't know. It comes from a power plant. Where do you think that energy comes from? It ain't from solar panels, I'll tell you that much right now. So what are they doing? They're trying to stall out the American economy. They're trying to siphon off these fuel reserves to someone else to cut these states off, which means, oh, more climate lockdowns because, oh, due to climate change, everything is out of whack and everybody must stay home or everybody must be confined to their 15-minute cities. Now, who would want something like that? Could it be possibly a competitor? Could it be somebody like, oh, Hunter Biden and Joseph Biden coordinating with the Chinese government? Could it be something like that? Especially since we know for a fact that Hunter Biden was communicating with Chinese energy conglomerate CEFC, China Energy. Now, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? That energy company paid Jim and Hunter Biden $5 million. It's part of a joint venture. Why would they want to do something like that? Well, if you are a competitor of the United States, wouldn't it be something if you had people on the payroll that were in high offices of the United States, so high that it is the presidency itself in the Oval Office, the head of the executive branch? And wouldn't it be useful to make sure that all of his family members are taken care of financially in one form or another. And if we do something like that, then we could make sure that legislation and policies that benefit us will be put into law. And in this case, wouldn't it be so fantastic for the shareholders of CEFC to have a monopolized business structure for American energy? You're watching the Biden administration cut off American independence when it comes to energy and put that independence into the dependency platform for the Chinese government. The Biden family is going to come out looking great. The Mitch McConnells, who have deep ties to the Chinese government, they're going to come out looking fantastic, especially since he's going to retire in November, Mitch McConnell and his hideous family. They are making an end run to ruin the United States, to sell out the United States, which started pretty much with the Clinton administration, and they don't care who gets hurt in the process. They don't intend to be here. They don't intend to actually feel any of the pain. They're just going to do as much damage as they possibly can before they ride off into the sunset and have their palms greased. Okay, that's going to be it for me. It's Chris Michaels, Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. Back. If you want, you can go over to the America Out Loud News Network. I will be the host of Unleashed Monday nights, 7 p.m. Go over there, listen to it, find me, share me. You know what you've got to do. So I'll be back tomorrow, as always, for another riveting episode.